I do welcome that it has gone into design at the moment. We had our health minister down there, Jennifer Carroll McNeil, early May, opening or turning the sod, on a new 42-bedroom extension, which we welcome. And I welcome that it has gone to design in relation to the issue in the orthopaedic theatre. But, like, this is going on for 2 years, and this is what I cannot get my head around. We are always looking to... We may have issues and motions put in about the hospital, and it's disappointing. Every time we ask a question, then it comes back that we've elected members on the board of the HSE Regional Health Forum that can bring these to them. So it's nearly like a safety net to have that we can't go as representatives for our constituents to talk direct to them and see what the issues is and why they're there. And, like, it's unbelievable to hear. This has gone on for 2 years and nothing done about it until we heard that the health minister was coming down and some of the actual surgeons and doctors had to take it into their own role, which they shouldn't have to do, of bringing it to the attention of people. And it's not good enough. And where I welcome the design process for it, it's 2 years too late, in my opinion.
And, Councillor, there is that, it feels almost a lack of accountability over the issue, that you're trying to deal with someone directly to get answers. And there are reports, and I'm wondering if you've heard this yourself, in terms of people who have had a surgery scheduled, an appointment at the orthopaedic theatre. It's been cancelled or postponed, and they haven't been given an alternate date. Have you encountered that as well on the ground at all?
Definitely, and that's where my motion came from. Firstly was in relation to when you hear of, if there's heavy rain, that there's going to be a bucket put under a drip in an orthopaedic theatre where operations are taking place. It's just, it's out of this world. You wouldn't hear of it anywhere in the world. And then secondly, we'd say the people that are scheduled for operations, I think April this year, 5 to 8 days the theatre was closed due to heavy rain and not being able to be used. And it's where it came from then. I'm asking the question of, if people are scheduled and their operation can't take place there, are they going to be scheduled in Castlebar, in Galway, in Dublin? Where are they going to be? Because we have to take the livelihoods of these people. If they need to have an operation, it's life-changing. They're waiting for that operation. They could be waiting weeks and months. And if they're self-employed, I'll take for example, if someone is self-employed and they're waiting on an operation, they have no income. And it's the livelihoods of these people that has been played with.